Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden's urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives. Not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks on Thursday followed recent comments to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's, quote, indiscriminate bombing, and noted a decline in global support for Israel. The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. From becoming Speaker of the House earlier this year to being removed from his position, it's been a long congressional career for Kevin McCarthy.
Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor Thursday.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. To America, I loved every single day.
The California Republican urged lawmakers to prioritize doing the right thing, even if it involves risking their positions. Earlier this year, McCarthy faced removal as Speaker due to disagreements with conservative Republicans over concessions made to Democrats on a government spending bill. I'm John Schaefer.
Senators are set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Republicans are firm in their stance that any assistance for Kyiv in its conflict with Russia should be linked to changes in U.S. border policy. The end of the weekend could be a little rough along the east coast of the country. Dave Collins explains.
A significant storm is moving up the East Coast with heavy rain and strong winds, causing some flooding and downed trees and wires and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. While weather can change at a moment's notice, it looks like the track of the storm will be from the Chesapeake Bay area to the southern New England area.
This is USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Expelled from the House, former New York Congressman George Santos is expanding his side hustles. The ousted Republican's introducing a subscription-based tell-all page on the social media platform X. Additionally, Santos is creating personalized videos on the Cameo platform, offering insights into Congress, the media, and certain celebrities for a monthly fee of $7. Who's most dissatisfied with their jobs and ready to walk away?
Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction, according to a PayScale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. Senior product managers top the list, with 66% intending to quit, despite a $144,000 annual median salary. Phlebotomists rank second, with 62% seeking new opportunities. Other jobs with dissatisfied workers who are preparing to quit include line cooks, patient care technicians, emergency room nurses, and cybersecurity analysts. I'm John Schaefer.
For those prioritizing affordability in their retirement destination, Ohio may be an attractive option. Youngstown, Ohio has been identified as the most affordable place to retire in the U.S., according to U.S. News & World Report. The analysis considered factors such as housing affordability, retiree taxes, and access to quality health care, among others, across 150 of the largest metro areas in the U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, one of the things that comes to mind is that it doesn't have to be this complicated, you know, to get this country back on track. People are purposely, you know, and especially those that are politically minded and so culturally influenced right now, are just on purpose making things so unnecessarily confusing. I want the old days. Maybe I'm just, you know, channeling my old Renaissance self and thinking that we should return to simpler times, if that's even at all possible. Liz Peek is with us right now, the Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm terrific.
Hey, well, wonderful. Definitely better than the ladies of Harvard. Well, again, you know, Liz, we talked about this last week. DEI seemed like it's run its course. Corporate America is realizing no bueno. It doesn't add up. We're not any better off. In fact, we're worse off. Things have gotten more complicated and unnecessarily so. And DEI, you know, we said a long time ago, DEI was D-I-E. With death and die, you know, and that's what it, and it seems like DEI has turned in, actually, it's got a new iteration, which is DEE, diversity, equity, and exclusion, according to the mayor of Boston,
yeah.
With her special Christmas invite. I mean, and then you got what Dr. Gay said, and you realize, go, wait a minute, these are two women that are supposedly, you know, on the surface are should be pretty smart, and in coming from Harvard, and it's not a good look or a good a promotion of Harvard when you have you know, this kind of expository, do you?
Well, look, I think Harvard's taken a tremendous reputational hit here, not only because their president really did look like a dunce when testifying before Congress, but also because then you had 1,000 faculty members right on her behalf, supporting her. And, you know, you don't have to dig very deep to find really a lot of damning evidence about this faculty. I mean, the Harvard Crimson does a survey every year of the faculty. And I think last year, 80% described themselves, 80% as either liberal or very liberal. There were,
I think it was higher than that, Liz. I heard a number as high as like 97%. I mean, anyway, regardless, 80 or 97%. That's a super majority on any campus, right?
Well, I think it's pretty typical of every campus. But keep in mind, what you may have read included moderates, so self-described moderates. But the reality is, it's a very left-wing faculty, of course. And that is a self-perpetuating issue here, because over the last, I would say, 30 or 40 years, and I actually think this goes back to the Vietnam War, when, if you remember, opponents of the war could escape the draft by becoming teachers. And they did, large numbers. And then they hired like-minded people to staff the faculty lounges, and then they hired the descendants of those like-minded people. So you had this big leftward drift. Mind you, I would think it's fair to say academia has always been left-leaning. That's just the nature of it. But now there is, it was disturbing, and I think I'm pretty right on these numbers, but 30% of the faculty may be higher and a little bit squishier definition, opposes hiring anyone with a different point of view. So it isn't just like they all kind of find themselves in one big happy family. It is purposeful, and it is very exclusionary, to use your word, and that's how they like it, because they don't really, look, here's the problem. They don't really have the arguments to debate. Well, you know, if you had a political science classroom and you had a wild socialist liberal and a hard right conservative, who's going to win the argument in that classroom? The answer is the conservative is, because we know that conservative policies have taken, and capitalism have booted millions of people, billions, out of poverty. Exactly. The other side has not. They have created the absolute collapse of once wealthy nations like Venezuela or Argentina. That's what happens under far-left socialist policies. So they don't want division of opinion in the classroom or in the faculty. And I think that is pretty horrifying. So, you know, what will happen now? I don't think DEI is dead. It's too ingrained right now in corporate America. Every corporation's looking over their shoulder to see how many of this category you have in management jobs or how many of that. You're being assessed all the time by activists for that. No one is coming to you and saying, okay, we want to make sure you have diversity in terms of including conservatives in your management ranks. That doesn't happen, Bill. So, you know, it's a one-sided push.
Right. But in the other, to me, what I'm starting to see, and I guess which I want to be encouraged over, is that parts of corporate America are seeing where DEI has not served them well. It's hurt the bottom line. As you know, and with your business background, you still got to deliver a bottom line. So, but you're exactly right. When you think about the growth of all these DEI agents and HR, how it's developed. I mean, it went from, you know, staffs of maybe a half dozen. Now you've got over, in some cases, over 100 people in HR. And so this, this DEI, entrenchment is so involved in the culture. I mean, even Bob Iger is, you know, he's dealing with the reality of where Disney is right now, and he's thinking, oy vey, how do I turn this around? I mean, I've got a culture here that is so entrenched and messed up. I mean, they've really lost track of why they're in business, why Disney is in operation.
Well, I think that's right. And I think I would guess that people like Bob Iger are pretty stunned by the backlash. And you know, shame on them, really. Disney, remember, all the fuss with Disney goes back to a phrase I can't stand, gender-affirming care.
Yes.
Arguments about whether, if you have a trans kid, should you allow really invasive procedures in the child's life before they become an adult. And, you know, I think that Ron DeSantis was totally on the right side of this argument, but Disney could not leave it alone. The problem, honestly, the problem, I know quite a few CEOs, and I'll tell you their problem. Their problem is young liberal women who work in these organizations, and it's mostly women who are very on top of and insistent, about issues like this. And they make life absolute holy hell for the CEO if he doesn't go along. Violence, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
During the George Floyd backlash, and then since then, if you are a corporate CEO and you sit on the sidelines, that's bad. Well, guess what? Companies are finding out it isn't bad. It's what people want them to do. I'm sick to death of corporate America weighing into social issues that they have no expertise in. They have, you know, about the time that Disney opposed...
Liz, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Yeah. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Liz Peek after.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, continues with us. Liz, you know, the interesting thing that's happening, more and more you hear, you know, from some businesses, they're looking at these colleges. And what are they going to do after people have paid, you know, maybe close to $500,000 in education? They can't find a job because they're associated with some of these colleges that are so woke that, you know, these CEOs are going, look at, I got enough of this stuff. I got enough of these agents already in my company. If I keep, you know, filling billets with people that are woke, I'm not going to be able to turn the ship around, and it's going to be more trouble than it's worth.
Well, you know, you just have to kind of hope that young people tend to start, as you know, young people tend to start out very, very liberal, and then sort of the hard reality of life smacks them in the face, and they begin to realize that things really don't turn out the way they expect. So you kind of hope that as this Gen Z, Gen X, Y begin to age out a little bit, they'll kind of begin to get come down to earth. Meanwhile, I mean, I applaud companies who just pay attention to what they should be paying attention to, which is their business. And
exactly,
there is a wonderful leavening factor in the profit motive, right? You kind of tend to, yeah, all this stuff about, remember, one of the big corporate organizations, not the Chamber of Commerce, but the corporate board or whatever it's called, kind of changed the corporate mission statement about 10 years ago. Now they're supposed to be talking not just about doing what's right for their business and their shareholders, but there's a whole galaxy of other interested parties that you're supposed to be watching out for. The reality is, if you're a good CEO and you're a good business person, you're already looking out for your employees. You're looking out for other companies that do business with you, your suppliers, et cetera. I don't mean that you're kind to them, but you have to make it worth their while to work for you. And the only way that works is if you are successful. So,
exactly.
You know, frankly, they should just hands off, let people strive for excellence, do the best job they can. And frankly, that's kind of how you achieve in this world. And then you're creating jobs. You're doing things. Mm-hmm. I wrote a piece today that's just out on the Hill, Bill, about Elon Musk and the fact that Joe Biden, this vindictive, petty, tyrannical president, and he is a nasty man. We now know that thanks to Axios and various other groups that have actually taken the lid off kindly Joe Biden. He is not kindly. He's a nasty man. And he has decided that Elon Musk is enemy number one. Elon Musk is the wealthiest man in the world because he has created incredible companies. And Joe Biden's whole climate program would not exist without Tesla actually having convinced Americans that buying an electric car was not a complete waste of money. The Ukraine war would not be going on were it not for SpaceX delivering absolutely essential internet connections to the armed forces of Ukraine. And yet, because Musk doesn't hire union labor, because he released the Twitter files, which exposed the Biden White House as censoring important COVID-related information, he is public enemy number one. You cannot believe the phalanx of federal agencies now investigating or threatening Elon Musk's business. This is the state of corporate America these days. You're terrified of Joe Biden.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, look at this administration has weaponized every three-letter agency in our government. The bureaucracy has gotten so mean-spirited. I mean, you know, we see what they're doing with Donald Trump. You know, we got some good news here, which is going to be interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but Jake Lang, who's been on our show many times, he's a J6er. He's been in solitary confinement and in the D.C. gulag for over 3 years without due process. And he appealed to the Supreme Court. And this one key issue that they're going to be dealing with has ramifications in Donald Trump's case, and not to mention all the other J6ers that have been incarcerated without due process. And in my conversation with Jake, I said, Jake, why are they holding on to you? And he says, Bill, frankly, because I won't surrender. They want me to disavow Donald Trump and anything that has to do with conservatism. If I do that, which others have done, and, you know, they get off with a minor sentence. Others have not. I mean, as many as 22 years. And there's so much yet to be understood about what happened with J6. Some of this, you know, the video now that's being released and more revelation. Steve Sun's book as well. He talks about the cabal that went on and how they refused to, you know, give him the resources, the National Guard that he had requested for,
yeah.
Information that Nancy Pelosi had in her hands 3 days prior and did not send forth to him. Steve Suns, he's the head of the Capitol Police. He's the number one guy, and they're not getting him the information. This thing, Liz, it boils down to, with everything about the Biden, it's all a setup. It is, yeah, all contrived, you know.
It really stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And yeah. And maybe, you know, like you write about with, you know, as wiggy as Joe Biden, has been a rough week, you know, on him. I mean, the polls are coming out. I mean, Donald Trump in swing states, you know, 10 points ahead. The Democrats, their knees are rattling because they're thinking, oh, my God, you know, Trump could get elected. Biden is just not working. And then, of course, the Hunter Biden situation, this is just, you know, the mess continues to get hotter and hotter, right?
Yeah. And it really is amazing to me that the New York Times, for example, today had a headline about there's no evidence. That's the key phrase for Democrats right now. There's no evidence tying Joe Biden to all this misdeeds of his son. That's just not true. I mean,
right.
I don't know if it's convincing evidence, but there's all these checks and so forth. I mean, I think my reaction to Hunter Biden and what he did the other day, refusing to come in and talk to Congress in the way that they had subpoenaed him to do, was it's almost like he hates his father. It's almost like he's really trying to destroy his father's presidency. Because that day, all the headlines were about Hunter Biden, not about Donald Trump and something he might have said, not about Joe Biden and things he's trying to accomplish or Zelensky or anything else, all about Hunter Biden. That's what the country was watching. And what does that really do? It doesn't really, I mean, all else off the table, it doesn't really look good for the president, for his son to be defying a congressional subpoena. I mean, doesn't anyone think that's a little bit jarring? I do.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the questions, since, you know, that asked the press secretary. Did Hunter tell his dad? I mean, did his dad give him any advice about, responding appropriately to the subpoena? And, of course, she refused to comment or gave some sort of goofy answer, as usual. But regardless, like you said, for a dad who cares so much about his son, and obviously they care about the presidency, I mean, it has served them well. I mean, look at the yield that it's been able to, give to this family, right?
Well, and look, do you not think absolutely 100% that Joe Biden will pardon Hunter if he has the opportunity to do so? Of course he is. He's not, mind you, I don't think that Hunter Biden is probably headed for jail. That's a stretch. But the reality is he's going to have all kinds of lines of activity closed to him in terms of business opportunities if he is convicted of a crime.
Yes.
And
well, he could pardon him right now, though, Liz, right? And if he did, that would put a squash on everything.
I don't think you can until you have a conviction. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I checked. I was checking with one legal analyst. And I said, and he said, no, they can. He can do it right now. I said, interesting, because I thought the same thing. I thought there had to be a conviction.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe he will. Maybe he will. If he does, it'll be like Christmas Eve or sometime where it's guaranteed not to get any press coverage. And that's fine. I don't care. If he does it, it is such a flagrant abuse of power, and I think everyone will kind of regard it that way. Look, Joe Biden, in my view, is toast. I don't know what the Democrats are going to do, because week after week, all these states where you have to be on the ballot. I think, actually, Bill, you may remember I did a piece about 1968 and how the convention became such a bloodbath for Democrats.
Right.
I think that could happen again. I think we end up in the convention.
Well, stay tuned for details. Liz Pink, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Thank you, Liz. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Phil.
Happy Hanukkah. All right, you got it. All right, take care.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults
It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is urging Israel to increase precision in its Gaza attacks, according to the National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
Efforts Israel is now undertaking to be more surgical in their targeting and efforts that they are taking to help increase the flow of aid.
U.S. officials are advocating for more humanitarian pauses to facilitate hostage release by Hamas and enhance aid delivery to Gaza. A significant storm is moving up the East Coast with heavy rain and strong winds, causing some flooding and downed trees and wires and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. While weather can change at a moment's notice, it looks like the track of the storm will be from the Chesapeake Bay area to the southern New England area. U.S. Army Sergeant Maciel Hay just made history by becoming the first active duty female to pass the Army's sniper school. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, boy, just nothing boring, always something, you know, whether it's Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, I mean, it's like a circus here.
Well, you know,
I feel like Sammy Davis Jr. Remember, he did this play. I went to see one time and said, "Stop! I want the world to stop. I want to get off." I seen some of those moments lately.
There's a great line towards the end of Blazing Saddles. A character played by Harvey Korman, Hedley Lamarr, says to a cab driver outside Warner Brothers Studios, "Drive me off this picture." similar sentiment.
Exactly. Well, talking about being driven off the picture, here we had the conclusion of COP28, I think kind of a big hum. But, of course, John Kerry comes back with a vengeance, and he wants to shut down coal plants, choke off natural gas, anything that we grew up with and are used to that might even be efficient. It's not in Kerry's world, and I wish Kerry would find another world to live in except ours.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? He found his own planet, and he could go and do his own thing and try that stuff out, all these wonderful theories and concepts out there. And hey, if they work on, you know, Planet Kerry, can come back and maybe we'll try him here. But in the meantime, you've got John Kerry and Joe Biden saying, okay, everyone has to have an electric car. I think the mandate is 2033, two-thirds of all new cars are supposed to be electric. And then I believe they want to have electric trucks, even though the battery in an electric truck is so big, that becomes the cargo. There's really no room left to carry anything else around because it's just so heavy. And then we're going to have to get rid of gas stoves, have electric stoves, get rid of electric furnaces, and have electric heat pumps. or just get rid of gas stoves, get electric heat pumps, get rid of gas water heaters, get electric water heaters. So everything that's gas or coal or gasoline is now supposed to be electric, okay? So that's the big goal these guys have. But then at the same time, they're just shutting down all of the trying to shut down all of the capacity that would go into the grid in order to power all of your plug-in cars, plug-in trucks, plug-in stoves, plug-in water heaters, plug-in furnaces. So they want everyone to plug stuff in the walls while they're not really giving much thought to how do you get the energy to come out of the wall into the devices. So you've got John Kerry saying...
You just complicate things. You're not being fair-minded. Look, I think we're just all going Amish. That's all. I mean, we'll get a horse, a little buggy, and we're going to be happy. We're going to eat bugs, too.
If you like to watch Netflix by candlelight, this will all work out great for you. If you actually want to live in a prosperous industrial constitutional republic, maybe not so much. And, he right now just wants to wave a magic wand. He's hammering coal, which is still, this is according to the Energy Information Administration from these are Joe Biden's numbers, 39.9% of our power, it's almost 40%, comes from natural gas. Coal is 19.7, almost 20%. They want to have all kinds of new regulations on methane, which is basically natural gas. They want to clamp that down. You put them together, that's 59.6, almost 60% of our energy, of our electricity supply, comes from those two sources. They love wind, they love solar, and that's a much, much smaller number. Wind is about 10.3% of U.S. electricity supply. Solar is a grand total whopping 3.4%. So I'm not sure how you turn 13.7% of the power supply into 60. What you'd have to do basically is quadruple the contribution from wind and solar to replace what we get from natural gas and coal. Now, if you had a magic wand, you could do that by waving a magic wand and saying hocus pocus. Maybe that would work, but here in the real world where we don't live governed by leprechauns and gremlins and genies, it's a little harder. Now, these guys want to do it basically in the next 10 years. Well, I heard from somebody, the Heritage Foundation told me last week that in addition to all this other stuff, one of the things that Joe Biden did so stupidly when he came in was to get rid of Donald J. Trump's permit reforms, which made it easier when you had a project to say, all right, within a year we'll either give you a permit or we'll say, look, it's not going to work and you're going to move on to something else. Biden has gummed up that thing so much that there are fewer renewable energy projects being approved under Biden than there were under Trump. You can believe that, because even the renewable energy projects, they've got bogged down in paperwork. So the left hand does not know what the far left hand is doing. It's totally incoherent. It makes no sense. I don't think these guys have a clue what they're doing. They're so incompetent, they're not even able to deliver on their own bad ideas.
DeRoy, some of this is just, simple math, isn't it? I mean, it's almost like you want to. I'm going to give you a math test, okay? If you can't figure this out, don't even talk to me anymore, because this doesn't make sense. The numbers don't add up. Just like anything that comes from the Democrats, I don't care if it's election numbers, it has anything to do with science, COVID. I just think they're retarded. I hate to put it in those terms.
Biden calculators to figure this stuff out. But, I think people in the Biden administration, the Democrats and left, they've got these big, lofty ideals. But what they don't have is a sense of any practicality. You've got somebody who's got a PhD in philosophy who, can't cross the street without having his hand held, basically. And, you just look at the very simple figures. Solar and wind are 14% of our, 14% of our energy supply at the moment.
That high?
Natural gas are about, 10.3 for wind and 3.4 for solar.
Okay.
So what is that, 13.7? Yeah. So 13.7, and it's 59.6% for natural gas and coal, which is about quadruple. So what you'd have to do somehow in the next 10 years is have 10 times the current supply of solar power and wind power, and wind projects are imploding like crazy. We've had these offshore projects which have been shut down because they terrify the whales. The whales beach themselves because of the high interest rates and other things. They've become uneconomical. We've had wind projects canceled off the coast of, I think, New Jersey, Connecticut, I believe, and I think up in Vermont And I think in Norway, overseas, the stuff has been canceled. You know, solar power is lovely unless, you know, you're living in the Northeast, as I do. I live in New York. You know, the sun goes up at about, you know, 8:30. It comes down about 4:30. And it's not at a high angle. It's not, you know, high noon right overhead. It's coming in at a low angle. So it doesn't do much for you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these, you know, especially the wind plants, because the grid needs to operate on a certain level of continuous base energy. And if the windmills stop turning, the wires don't have electricity in them. So when that happens, you've got to have a natural gas plant kick in and produce enough natural gas power to keep the, you know, keep the power going through the grid line. It's a little bit like having a car that, whatever you mentioned, a car that always had to, at least had to idle. You could never let it turn off completely. The grid's a bit like that. It always has to have some power going through it, or the thing just, you know, collapses. And so you have to have backup power, which means every wind project has to have somewhere nearby a natural gas facility to kick in and provide base power if the windmills stop turning. So you really can't have wind power without even having natural gas. And we've got this brand new war on methane, which is essentially a war on natural gas, being launched by the Biden administration as of, I think, last week. And these people do not know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And then, you know, one of the things we talked about early on, speaking of electric vehicles, was that what was the exchange, you know, from gasoline, the cost per gallon, versus electricity? And nobody could seem to answer it. And I think I was reading something this morning that said something, the equivalent is like $17 a gallon, you know, in terms of comparative energy to recharge your car. This is, you know, I was surprised it was that high.
I can tell you one number I do know is that Mark Mills of the Manhattan Institute did some amazing statistics on this. And if you add up all of the energy it takes to mine and then refine cobalt, manganese, copper, lithium, all these minerals that go into electric vehicle batteries, you need to use the energy equivalent of 50 barrels of oil to produce a battery that has the energy equivalent of one barrel of oil. It's 50 to 1. Now, this whole thing, this entire green fantasy, this Green New Deal, a whole bit, is a total hoax, complete scam, utter shakedown. This is, you know, I think the Wizard of Oz is something more grounded in reality and science than this entire green thing. 50 barrels of energy to produce a battery that produces one barrel of energy.
We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
The holidays are here, and Amazon Access is making shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable this season. Whether you're checking things off your holiday gift list or prepping to host a family feast, Amazon.com/access has programs, discounts, and features for eligible customers to save big. With Prime Access, qualifying government assistance recipients can get over 50% off a regular Prime membership while still enjoying all the benefits of Prime, including fast, free delivery on every order. Eligible customers can shop everyday essentials like shampoo, paper towels, and coffee, as well as festive products like holiday gifts, hosting must-haves, and decor for only $6.99 a month. Eligible customers can also register their Snap EBT cards on Amazon to order eligible groceries online for delivery or pickup. In addition, they can use Snap benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and shop fresh produce from Amazon Fresh. Find discounts, coupons, convenient pickup options, and more with Amazon Access. Visit Amazon.com/access to learn how you can save big this holiday season. Terms and conditions apply. Sponsored by Amazon.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Mark contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. Well, as you were saying, DeRoy, China, and of course you've got India as well. In fact, China and the United States wasn't even a COP28, and what they ended up resolving was nothing spectacular. They're going to continue to move forward, those that are convinced, and especially the ones that are most convinced are these third world countries that have bought into this narrative that the United States has gotten wealthy at their expense, and the United States owes them makeup money, right?
Yeah, I think there is that sense of reparations that if we're going to expect that developing world do what we do and try to reduce CO2, et cetera, that we owe them something. And, maybe we also owe them something because of the white patriarchy and colonialism and all these other isms left so much love. Mm-hmm. And so this becomes a giant transfer pump to transfer money from the wealthy north to the less wealthy south. And the left loves this sort of thing, and so if they have the opportunity to put us in a sense of guilt as if we've done something wrong, and we need to pay off the third world. People like Joe Biden and John Kerry love this kind of thing, and of course they'll expect the U.S. taxpayers to indulge them in their wonderful kind of sense of collective guilt, collective Western and collective white guilt, I suppose, and American taxpayers to be there to wet nurse them through all this.
Mm. Exactly. Well, it's never ending. And I don't know if you heard about this, but did you hear, at Arlington Cemetery, they want to, they're going to do it. SecDef Austin has ordered the removal of the Reconciliation Monument, which, I think is so emblematic of, America's sense of, coming together and uniting, uniting differences. This was as a result of what happened after the Spanish-American War and after the Civil War, and we were still a divided nation. But when we were attacked, then, North and South came together, and the president was smart enough to say, hey, look, we need to memorialize this moment. And they established this Reconciliation Monument that is there in Arlington to remind remind us of better times in unity. And, the wokesters now and those on the left, like what they've been doing, to your point, is disassembling anything that represents America and any kind of exceptionalism, not that we're perfect, but that we've had highlights along the way. They want to remove that from our history.
Well, that's astonishing. I've not heard of this. This is the first time I've heard this news. Why would anybody want to remove any statue or monument to the concept of reconciliation? You know, people obviously say they want to have statues of Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson removed, any symbols of division and acrimony and tension between the North and South or between whites and blacks or whatever it might have been. But if there's a statue that shows the North and the South trying to come together after the Civil War, put their previous differences aside and try to unify the country, this seems like exactly the kind of thing we want to honor and celebrate, and you know, lay wreaths and throw flowers and gifts and candles in front of that thing. Maybe not on a daily basis, at least on a weekly basis. And you're telling me that the Secretary of Defense wants to remove that from Arlington National Cemetery?
No, he's ordered it. Next week it's going to be removed. And the thing is that this has such heritage, Jeroy, that people from Vietnam era have come, others from other wars have come to this monument in a spirit of forgiveness and reconciliation, not only amongst brothers, but with God himself. And it's interesting, the timing. Here we are. We're going to be, 10 days from Christmas, roughly, as this thing is being dismantled. And you talk about a moment of reconciliation. And you know, the timing of this really is just, but it just says where our country is right now.
So at a time when we're celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah and going to parties and exchanging gifts and flying across the country to be with our loved ones and, hugging and kissing and holding in our arms those we love and cherish, the Department of Defense and the Biden administration want to tear down a monument to national reconciliation. These people are terrible, awful, horrible people. This is, as you point out, this is just another example of the division of the left. They want us at each other's throats. They want acrimony. They want tension. They want division. And these people run around and say, Trump and the mega Republicans are dividing us and tearing us apart. I can't think of any reason why, especially at Christmas, they would do something like this and take a symbol of national reconciliation and defame it or demolish it, remove it. This is exactly the kind of symbol you want to honor and cherish and fortify, not remove or expunge from our history. This is the first.
It was the first I heard about it this morning as well. But it is shocking to me.
What's the explanation for this?
Again, it's just some look at it as a it promotes some of the Southern deal, but it wasn't Southern motivated. It was unified. It was something that the entire country, North and South, embraced. But they want to look at it as, a remnant of, of the Civil War and not seeing the other side of it, to celebrate that, hey, we've been able to come together. It's just, it's a shame. It's unfortunate. But, again, it's consistent with what you've been saying all along, is that these ideals are coming out consistently out of the left, out of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely right. And, they seem like they get almost a tremendous glee out of taking our historical scabs and just ripping them open. I would think after the installation of this statue and with the Civil War being now, 160 or so years in the past, that we're moving away from all that. And by saying, all right, we're going to take this monument to setting aside our differences and remove it or destroy it, it just puts us all in a situation where we're talking about this. You can hear my voice is rising, your voice is rising, other people may be getting upset about this. And guess what? Our blood pressure is going up. We're finding one more thing about which to be upset, one more thing about which to debate, one more thing about which to yell at each other, rather than, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, pass the eggnog, if you're so inclined to, meet you under the mistletoe. No, now we're going to fight over a statue, a monument to the country coming together, and let's remove that, something that holds us together, let's take it away and see if we can push ourselves apart. And this is the left, the Democrats doing this. You don't see people on the right doing this sort of thing. That's really, really
strikes me. And this is all part of it.
Is this monument bothering anybody? Is there anybody, wake up at night in a sweat because this statue is there and just, losing sleep over this? Anybody complain?
I guess one or two people. Yeah, one or two people maybe, I don't know. But you see, this is all part of the woke revolution of 2020, which all came after, you know, the death of George Floyd, right? So now you've got this, you know, call it white guilt or this overexpression, you know, everything's so upside down. I mean, here, even after getting the results, you know, because we say we're supposed to follow the science says that George Floyd died of an overdose, but meanwhile, you've got a law enforcement officer who's in jail who gets stabbed, and there's no way he's going to get out. There's not enough courage there to reconcile something, you know, or wrong. And so on the heels of all this, you know, all these lies and misinformation in the name of George Floyd, you've got the naming commission that, you know, has removed the names and symbols of anything that has to do with, you know, slavery or could be interpreted. You know, we had the renaming of bases across the country. You remember when we went through that phase. So this is all an extension of this and being driven by, you know, whatever will make Black Lives Matter and Antifa happy, I guess.
Well, that's right. And, you know, look, I would be somewhat more somewhat sympathetic to all this symbolism if you could tell me, look, you know, we changed the name of, I think it was Fort Bragg, got changed to something else, but I'm mistaken. Or, you know, we're going to take down the statue of Robert E. Lee in the middle of the Lee Circle in New Orleans. There's now just a pedestal with nothing on it. You know, if you could tell me, look, you know, as a result of this, black reading scores are going to go up. Or more Hispanic kids will go to college, or you're going to find a higher level of small business development and success in black neighborhoods. I say, all right, well, maybe that's worth it. None of this has anything to do with any of that. You know, you can take down all the Robert E. Lee statues, change all the names of these bases, you know, tear down that reconciliation statue that you mentioned to me, et cetera. And this is going to do squat about black reading performance, black math proficiency, the fact that in Chicago, I believe in 2017, they spent roughly $16,000 per pupil for education. By 2023, it was about $29,000, almost double. And I believe math reading proficiency went from, I think it was 18% down to 8%. So you roughly double the amount of spending, and you cut the reading performance in half. Okay, you can take down 500 statues of Robert E. Lee. You're not going to do anything about those scores. And, in fact, in Illinois, they just got rid of school choice. So this stuff doesn't even accomplish anything from the standpoint of actually doing anything about racial difficulties or the challenges that black people face in society and families and education and business or what have you. You know, it just makes the left feel good without doing anything actually to benefit blacks, Hispanics, women, or anybody who in any sense they feel is downtrodden or, in fact, is downtrodden.
Well, like anything, you know, if you're going to feel good at the expense of another, then how is that genuine?
Yeah.
You know, that, I mean, you're fooling yourself into, you know, we would hope that, you see, what's happened, we've been driven by mob rule for so long here, DeRoy, that we're kind of missing the point. We have got to get back to first principles and honor our Constitution, honor one another, and watch what happens. I mean, there could be a dramatic change, I believe. I mean, look at it. It took, how long did it take Hungary? But here, in a short period of time, they've realized that DEI doesn't work and all these communist principles that they followed for 1,000 years, they finally discovered liberty, and there's rejoicing in the streets. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy, as always. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you, Bill.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner?